This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
Megan Rapinoe could not make it tonight. Nice. No, we're going to pretend she's a good time. All right. John Jones and Nate Diaz are here. I had a couple drinks with those guys last night at the hotel, and it was terrifying. Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died. All right. You don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that.
I think Shane Gillis absolutely killed it at the ESPYs, but there are a lot of angry people right now who feel like he made inappropriate jokes.
Oh, you think?
Because he wasn't politically correct.
Oh, my gosh. It was like the Norm Macdonald when he did it years ago. They've always got a tradition of getting a good comedian in there, but man alive, Gillis was about as anti-PC as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell the nervous laughter of the people in the audience.
Yeah.
I still didn't get his reference to Karl Anthony Towns. I listened to the whole shtick. And Karl Anthony Towns is a center in the NBA, or a forward, and he used to play for Kentucky, by the way, I'll point out. And he has some interesting-looking hair these days, but he's like, hey, I see Karl Anthony Towns over there. You go, girl. I don't know what he meant by that. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, he's married. I don't know what he was talking about. So
you think ESPN is mad at him because they had to have known booking him that was how he was. He didn't have much of a filter, which is kind of what a good comedian, that's how they are.
Right.
And let's be real. Sure, he may have ticked some people off who are in the audience and ticked some viewers off, but everybody's talking about the ESPYs.
Sure they are.
You know what I mean? So isn't that the win?
I would think. And he goes, hey, they approved all of these. Like, all of his jokes had to be approved in advance. And, of course, he blamed Disney. He's like, hey, Disney approved all these in advance.
Which is kind of shocking. But they they're not idiots. They know that, well, maybe they are, but at least some of them know that the way you go viral is by pushing the boundaries a little bit. And this is exactly what he did. He made some jokes about Megan Rapinoe and
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark.
He made the one about Caitlin Clark, which apparently did not go over very well with this audience. And I don't know why, because the funny part, it's a joke to begin with, but why people didn't see the humor in this, listen.
When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most, fist fighting black women.
It was like muted laughter because she's not the one instigating the fights. It's the black women, generally speaking, beating the hell out of her on the basketball court. But that was funny.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody was nervous to laugh at it. He yeah. made some Simone Biles Munchkin joke.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
she's a leprechaun.
yeah, exactly.
She's at the end of a rainbow. Uh-huh. And she has to trade gold coins.
And of course, she
like
got
that.
Up and made some really stupid comment about, thank you for me winning this in the male category or something. She had to make some political commentary about men playing in women's sports.
See, I wondered if Shane would take a jab at that.
He did not.
He stayed away from that.
But he does a really good Donald Trump. And I have not watched Shane Gillis' show. I've seen him on TV before. I can't remember in what, but I've not watched the show right now that he's doing that he's the most popular for.
I mean, Netflix songs.
The Netflix show.
What it's called.
I've not
it's
watched
called Tires.
Tires.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I think it is. It's hilarious, but again, you got to like Shane Gillis and his comedy.
Yeah, he does a pretty good pretty good Donald Trump. Listen to this.
Pretending Donald Trump knows ball. It's like a weird thing where they're like, man, he loves sport. He doesn't know anything about sports. Every time a team comes and visits the White House, he's like, and you must be the guy who catches. It's like, look at these guys, big guys, black guys. And that's just when the New York Liberty visited.
His accent was spot on.
I know.
I couldn't believe it.
He sounded just like him when Trump draws breath in before he's speaking.
What do you think was the most controversial joke? Was it the Belichick one where he was taking
Probably.
Jabs at Belichick and his girlfriend who's how many decades younger than him?
Yeah.
Like 50, 50 years younger than him or something like that?
Somebody pointed out yesterday, it might have been during Reardon's show, I thought it was pretty good that they pointed out the fact that, you know, if Tom Brady had been there, like he would have stood up and yelled at him or something because he probably wouldn't have appreciated the Belichick jokes. But like, how do you not joke about that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was funny. Some people could have claimed it was a little bit off color, but it was on cable, number one. I would like to point out the ESPYs are not aired on a broadcast network, so he can get away with saying a few things that you probably wouldn't say probably on a network broadcast.
Well, it's also not something you would typically watch with young children, right?
Probably
I guess maybe
not.
If you have a child who's really, you know, into sports, maybe you would watch it. But what time does that award show even start?
I don't know.
I didn't think anybody watched the ESPYs.
I can honestly say
I've ever watched them. Yeah.
I've only ever seen the highlights of the ESPYs or the lowlights or whatever happened
that
I've talked about on the radio. I don't know that I've ever actually watched that award show because I just don't care enough.
I mean, that's what it comes down to with these award shows. I feel like they've kind of been an epic failure lately because people are just so sick of them. I'm so sick of people getting up and accepting their award and making it into this little monologue about all this political
politics,
stuff. Yeah, politics. It's so annoying. And so part of me feels like they're almost trying to find these comedians to host these shows where they'll have some viral moment just like Shane Gillis. And then here we are the next, you know, days later and we're still talking about it.
I wonder if he'll ever get invited back. You think?
No.
They'll find somebody more milquetoast to do it.
Exactly.
He made a Shadur Sanders joke, too. And I don't know if the guy was in the audience or not. They cut away to somebody who had his head down when he mentioned Shadur Sanders. And I don't know Shadur Sanders enough to tell you if that was him or not. But he made a reference to the fact that he just had his jersey retired at the University of Colorado, and everybody started to clap. And he goes, "Yeah, no. He totally earned that. His record was 13-12, and he almost made the Alamo Bowl." I mean, it was just such a biting but true comment where everybody talked about Deion Sanders' kid going to the NFL and taking it by storm because he was such a great college quarterback, except that he wasn't.
What was the WNBA joke that he made again? With his buddy's girlfriend.
Oh, what? Girlfriend? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was a good one,
yeah.
too.
We've got the WNBA Player of the Year or whatever sitting here, and everybody started to applaud. He goes, "I'm just kidding. That's my friend's wife, and none of you know WNBA players anyway, obviously.
Caitlin Clark's just about the only one, or Angel Reese, and that's because Angel Reese just has such beef with Caitlin Clark. People know Angel Reese probably because of Caitlin Clark. Is that accurate?
Oh, that's absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's tall, and she's good at rebounding her own missed shots. Somebody joked one time that they locked Angel Reese in a gym for an entire weekend, and she ended up with 10 points and 400 rebounds.
She's crazy.
That was pretty accurate, probably.
Did you see that Caitlin Clark's not even playing in the All-Star game?
Oh, she got injured, right?
I guess the three-point contest. And, I don't even know what that is.
And they
shoot three-pointers and see how many you shoot. Okay.
What mean you don't know what that is?
I don't know what's a three-point I don't like NBA.
It's like the home run derby. It's the thing everybody cares about.
They have a skills competition.
Yeah, it's a skills competition.
Yeah, and Caitlin would crush it at that, but she has a groin injury.
Well, whatever. It serves them right, because you know what? Nobody's going to watch.
I think they'll have a bigger audience than, well, the fact that Caitlin's not playing
that's it.
Does not bode
and
well
if,
for them.
If Caitlin Clark is smart, which I think she is, her managers have said to her, maybe the way we make the point here to these idiots who don't seem to get the fact that the reason they get to fly private now instead of on regular airlines is that you've brought viewers to this league. Like it or not, they don't like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And you're not welcomed into the left-wing LGBTQ sisterhood in the league, and they don't like that, and you're successful, and you're white, and there's all these reasons they don't like you. How about you don't show up to the All-Star game and let them see what happens? Let them see what this would look like without you.
I don't think it's going to matter to them.
She's supposedly coaching. They have to have her show face there. She has to actually have physical presence there, or it'll be a complete disaster.
If she's not going to be on the floor, people aren't going to tune in to watch, because the WNBA is maddeningly boring, generally speaking.
You think people would try to sell their tickets? Because surely those were selling for probably a high price with Caitlin participating.
Right.
Well, they did that when she missed games.
Yep.
They were selling tickets.
Wow. Yeah. Well, can you imagine having that type of an impact? I mean, being that good of a player.
She's a once-in-a-generation player for the WNBA, mm-hmm. and they're too dumb to realize they've got their own version of Michael Jordan or LeBron James, and they're just too politically correct to accept it and embrace her. Wasn't she the voted player of the year? Did I see that?
I think so.
Maybe. I didn't
Sounds
see
Sounds right. Sure, we'll go with that.
I mean, I think so. The WNBA award, and I think maybe that's a, I don't know if that's a fan vote or what.
Oh, at the ESPYs you're talking?
Wasn't that at the ESPYs?
Yeah,
didn't she win
so.
That at the ESPYs?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I don't watch the ESPYs, so I wouldn't know the answer to that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.